Okay, I've got 1:35. We'll reconvene this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court at this time, noting that there is a quorum present. Pursuant to section 551.0725, the Commissioners Court will conduct a closed meeting to deliberate business and financial issues relating to a contract being negotiated. And there will not be a need for consultation with the county attorney regarding the pending litigation because we do not know whether he is available at this time. So that will be stricken from the closed meeting session. So with that, we will recess and reconvene in closed meeting at 1:40 to then come consider potentially four actions that may come out of that particular meeting, the closed meeting. So we are in recess. Thank you. Okay, I've got 441, 442, and we will reconvene this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court at this time, picking up with agenda item number 25. Consider approval of right-of-way agreement for County Road 274 Bridge with Double O Ranch. There is an agreement that had been presented to the court for that acquisition in conjunction with that bridge construction.
Judge, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the right-of-way agreement for County Road 274 Bridge with Double O Ranch.
Second.
We've got a motion to approve the agreement from Commissioner Weddle, a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number 25?
Is that the last right-of-way acquisition in that project?
Is that the third one?
Yeah. Right. There was only three landowners we've been dealing with.
Do I look like I know the answer to that question? No,
is this the third one y'all have done?
I think this is just two.
Yeah,
I think this is just two, but I don't know how many are involved with that.
The north side, there's Walker, Siegel, and
Holm. We approved those last week. That was part of the budget amendment
Friday.
Yeah.
Then we had the Walker.
Okay.
All right. We've got a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion?
No, sir.
Other than Mr. Latham, who's banned from asking any more questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 26, consider actions regarding task order CC07-01 and payments under task order. This is a task order that was presented to the court on March 28th and executed subsequently on March 29th in reference to GLO shovel ready projects coordination.
Judge, I'm making a motion to renegotiate fee schedule task order CC07-01.
There is a motion to renegotiate the fee schedule from Commissioner Basham, second from Commissioner Matthews. I was about to say Weddle, so bad. I mean, it just was. Commissioner Basham, so that I understand, it is still based off of the 11% of the award acceptance amount. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And that is what you're seconding, Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No, I have none.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. The motion carries. Item number 27, consider establishing protocols or procedures for county officials to communicate with outside agencies when under contract with a consultant or representative agency. What I would ask of the court is that we always consider who we're under contract with so that we have coordinated or cooperative and coordinated efforts in communicating.
Judge,
I have no action on that item, Jim.
Okay.
All right. I have action.
Okay. Ms. Newton, if you will note that there was no action taken for item number 27. Item number 28, consider actions to develop a county tax abatement policy with assistance from the Coppers Cove Economic Development Corporation. I believe that there is a need to have some type of abatement. I would ask that the court allow me to develop an agreement template that would be specific to individual businesses for future consideration, you know, as we try to entice economic growth in the county.
I make a motion to develop a general county tax abatement policy to encourage economic growth and continue the talks with the Coppers Cove Economic Development Corporation.
Motion from Commissioner Matthews. Very well said. A second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item 28? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. That concludes the business of the court today. Good productive day, gentlemen.
Yeah,
good productive day. All right. We're adjourned.
Thank you.